But what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
What else are you going to do with it?
I really love to drink beer.
Would you like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're going to raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
So much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around to have one more. I looked the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, the bartender.
One beer.
Hey, the bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3, 4 glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. That's because the sooner a tree gets in the ground, the sooner it'll grow tall enough to give shade. Sometimes we put off restoring relationships because we should have written or said something sooner, and now we're afraid that we've missed our opportunity to make things right. But when it comes to relationships, the best time to repair them is always today. The Old Testament prophet Joel said this is especially true when it comes to our relationship with God. He wrote, "The Lord says, turn to me now while there's time. Give me your hearts. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love." So why don't I get right with God today? Why would I want to spend any more time apart from his love and forgiveness and blessings? It's never too late to come to him. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, centeringlives.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all 3 floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here. And I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
4 words we don't like to hear in the summertime. Triple-digit heat indices. I think we're going to see it today. Hot and humid with a high around 94. A sun and cloud mix. Only isolated storms around. They will be widely separated. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight's low, 72. Tomorrow, triple-digit heat indices again with a high around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by the time we get into Thursday and Friday afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Plus, plus the latest from the tropics and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Poor Democrats think that they finally found the missing piece to the puzzle after all this time and can now prove their Russian collusion conspiracy theories are all true. After longtime Trump associate Roger Stone has revealed that in May of 2016, he did meet with someone who turns out they were from Russia, a Russian national, who was offering dirt on Hillary Clinton in exchange for $2 million. Clown News is reporting former Trump operative Roger Stone met with Russian who wanted $2 million for Clinton dirt. The Washington Compost says that Trump associate Roger Stone reveals new contact with Russian national during 2016 campaign. It's all over. It's making headlines across the country and Twitter's going nuts. But as usual, the Democrats are missing the key point of the story because here's the text message exchange between Roger Stone and Trump campaign associate Mike Caputo after Stone's big conspiracy meeting to get the dirt. Caputo asks, "How crazy is the Russian?" Roger Stone responded, "He wants big money for the info. Waste of time." Mike Caputo responds, "The Russian way. Anything interesting at all?" Roger Stone, "No." So it appears that this guy who used a fake name when he set up his meeting with Roger Stone was either trying to scam $2 million out of President Trump for this dirt on Hillary, which he didn't even indicate remotely what it was, or this guy appears to also possibly be another FBI informant, and this may be another attempt to try to frame up the Trump campaign as conspiring with Russians to try to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. And based off of this text message exchange between Mike Caputo and Roger Stone, it appears that even before the meeting, they were extremely skeptical about this crazy guy. And then after the meeting, he said it was a total waste of time and didn't even learn anything interesting. But of course, the Democrats think that this is more evidence of a massive conspiracy. By the way, if you missed my video on Friday about Father's Day and how the liberals want to have it abolished because it perpetuates gender stereotypes and it's just too offensive, you have to go and see it to believe it. I won't repeat the info in this video, but I do have some more Father's Day craziness I want to share with you. Target, the big box retailer, and maybe other stores, were selling a baby daddy card, and so they got complaints after a black woman took a picture of it and posted it on her Facebook page and said it was racist and stereotyping black dads as being absent fathers or not being married to their baby mama. This from Clown News. Target pulls baby daddy greeting card from stores after customer complaints. And the card manufacturer took to Twitter to apologize for their offensive card. They responded to a woman who tweeted at them complaining about it, and she now put her account on private, but here's the response. "Thank you for raising this concern and bringing it to our attention. This card was intended to be a playful husband card, but we have notified the product team that it missed the mark. Please accept our sincerest apologies and know we will do better in the future." First of all, the card is absolutely hilarious. Second of all, it's really the only card that fits most black women's situations, since the majority of them are single mothers. I'm sorry if facts hurt your feelings, but the facts are that 77% of black babies born in America are born to single mothers. They don't have husbands. They have a baby daddy. And if that hurts your feelings, I don't know how you're going to deal with the fact that the Center for Disease Control reports that 50% of black women have genital herpes. Again, we can't have a Father's Day without the liberal establishment attacking the normal nuclear family. And if you did miss my video on Friday, you have to go and see it. Totally different info.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast.
Podcast Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Get ready for some conservative porn. By the way, I'm your gracious host, Greg Goodell, my tunnel like sidekick, Joey Pizzuti.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb.
Please clap.
I was talking to Dan, and my thanks to Dan Morris for all he's taught me and his generosity in sharing his toys from time to time.
Indeed.
It's true. It's true.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
And I was talking to him downstairs, and I said, years ago, and I think we were still carrying Glenn Beck in those days, when Chris Christie first came along, Glenn Beck was playing clips from the guy who Mark Levin now calls Krispy Kreme Christie.
I call him his rotundity.
Yeah. Everybody calls him something. And at that time, Christie was what Donald Trump is now. He was unapologetic. He was very conservative. And the kind of guy that said, wow, he's going to take on a problem and screw the, you know, the politics. We're going to get it done. He made a very, he was immediately labeled presidential timber. Didn't take long for him to deservedly lose that label. But I remember Glenn Beck playing those clips and calling it conservative porn. Now, a few weeks ago, I know I was deeply disappointed when Trey Gowdy came out and, well, you know, you're telling Trump basically, well, you know, don't act like a guilty person, or he seemed to have no problem with the FBI spying on his campaign.
It's after Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes received a briefing by the FBI and Rosenstein about why the FBI put an informant in the Trump campaign. And Gowdy, being somebody who's worked with law enforcement and federal prosecutors before, being one himself, I believe, he said, I'll accept that. What they showed me, any good American would want to go after the Russians if they're trying to mess with our election. Well, Gowdy's learned new things since then.
Yeah, he sure has. But I think, I can't quantify it, but I'm going to bet that Trey Gowdy got blasted through whatever ways people can contact him. Social media, his congressional address or his phone, with calls of disappointment. Not condemnation, just people saying, who are you? You know, because people know more. So much of what's coming out now has been out there. The emails between the lovers and the fixes, and this has been around for months and months and months, and that's part of the reason so many are frustrated that nobody's wearing bracelets. But I'll tell you what, Rosenstein, the new guy, Ray, if they don't produce those documents that have been asked for tomorrow, you may see them use the congressional jail. For the first time, maybe ever. I'm not sure when the last time that was used. Because they're real serious about this. And the abuse that took place. And the fix is in and Hillary should win 100 million to one and on and on and on. Evidence of bias? You have any doubts about that, Mr. Horowitz? Please. Please. So, we have a clip, and this is going to be great listening today. In fact, I am going to introduce this the best way possible by our friends at Mr. Electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
All right, we've discussed this up till this point, and I think it is electrifying when a guy with the skill set of a Trey Gowdy puts on a show that, you'll want to stand up and applaud after you hear this. It's lengthy, so we'll probably play it in segments.
Thank you, Mr. Inspector General. There's a text exchange between FBI lawyer Lisa Page and FBI agent Peter Strzok from August the 8th of 2016. In that text exchange, Lisa Page wrote, "Trump's not ever going to become president," right with a question mark, and then right with a question mark and an exclamation point in case anybody reading it may have missed the point of her emphasis. Peter Strzok responded, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Do I have that text exchange right?
You do.
Now, Lisa Page was an FBI lawyer who worked on the Clinton email investigation?
That's correct.
Did she also work on the Russia investigation?
She did.
Jeez. How about the Mueller special counsel team?
She did for a period of time.
Wow. All right, so we're 3 for 3 on her working on the two most important Bureau investigations in 2016 and beyond. Now, is this the same Lisa Page that Andy McCabe used to leak information to a news outlet?
She was his special counsel, and as we indicated in our earlier report, she was the individual through whom he provided that information.
Wasn't there also a text about an insurance policy in case Trump won in a meeting in Andy's office? She was part of...
I'm pausing here just to say, he's so brilliant playing the, "I'm not quite sure about this, but I need to ask the question so you're going to confirm what I'm telling you." His approach is just spot on.
She was part of that text string too, wasn't she?
Correct. That was on August 15th.
All right, so this August 8 text was not the only time FBI lawyer Lisa Page was able to use the text feature on her phone. This is the same Lisa Page who admonished the agent interviewing Hillary Clinton not to go into that interview loaded for bear because Clinton might be the next president. And it's the same Lisa Page who said Trump was loathsome, awful. The man cannot become president. Clinton just has to win. And that Trump should go F himself. Now, most of those comments were before the Clinton investigation was over. And we are somehow supposed to believe that she did not prejudge the outcome of that investigation before it was over. She already had Hillary Clinton winning. I don't know how you can win if you're going to wind up getting indicted and or plead guilty or be convicted of a felony. So... I think we understand the first half of that text pretty well. She didn't want Trump to win, and she wanted Clinton to win. Now for the response. Senior FBI agent Peter Strzok wrote, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Now, I think this is the same Peter Strzok who worked on the Clinton email investigation. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Same Peter Strzok who not only worked on the Russia investigation when it began, was one of the lead investigators at the inception of the Russia probe. Do I have the right Peter Strzok?
That's my understanding.
Now, is it the same Peter Strzok who was put on the Mueller special counsel team?
Yes.
All right. Jeez. Same Peter Strzok.
Wow.
And this is not the only time he managed to find the text feature on his phone either. This is the same Peter Strzok who said Trump is an idiot. Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Now, Mr. Inspector General, that one is interesting to me because he's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act at the time he wrote that, in March of 2016. He's supposed to be investigating her for violations of the Espionage Act, and he can't think of a single solitary American that wouldn't vote for her for president.
I told you you'd like it. Yeah.
We're just getting started with this. We just got to take a break for our first break. Trey Gowdy, you're back in the bright light again for me. I didn't understand why you said what you did a few weeks ago, and a lot of people were like, "What? Trey Gowdy said what?" But he is putting on a show of redemption in this hearing that, God, I would love him to be the AG.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this pussyfooting crap would be going on right now? Rosenstein, how can he stay as deputy attorney general if he's withholding documents from Congress? Doesn't that give Trump a perfect reason to fire him? They're all, I mean, some of them more than others have quicksand rapidly rising up their pant legs or panty legs. Sexist. 321 on News Talk 93.1 FM. For great lawn equipment and great brand names and outdoor maintenance, Lewis Lawn. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They have been a great family business in this town. And again, you guys know the value of doing business with the independent operators, the small businesses, how important they are to the community, the people they employ, the service they provide. And I'm not asking you to try Lewis Lawn out of sympathy or anything. They have great products. Exmark, Echo, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. The best. And they got a guy there, Chad Sasser, who can help you find the lowest interest rates, the best discounts or rebates that are available on whatever product line. Those things change month to month, but he'll find them out for you. And then after you make your purchase, you have a place to bring your equipment for service or maintenance or repair if something breaks. You walk out with a great product and a warranty that actually means something. And I just want to say, the Lewises are two of the best human beings I've had the privilege of knowing since I've been in Montgomery. Amy and Haley at the counter, you can't go wrong. Someday, maybe I'll bring it, because we're doing some really fun stuff with CBS 8 in the morning. One day I may bring in my 3-foot grabber.
Your 3-foot grabber?
That I bought at Lewis Lawn like 7 or 8 years ago. It's great if you have like
I see
roses.
You in action with that thing. It's magnificent.
Well, it's a good dog butt pinching device if you're trying to have fun. But if you got to plunge through roses or thorny bushes to get stuff out to tidy up a garden, ain't nothing better. 7 years I've had it. So they sell great products that make, for those of you who love to do your own lawns and gardens, you can't get better than Lewis Lawn. Their number is 244-9191, and they're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lewis Lawn.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Loquire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Loquire.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Paint pros know a lot about painting. It's why they're called pros, but their secret's out, and it's now at the Home Depot. Professional quality PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. With complete one-coat coverage, interior and exterior, PPG is a brand trusted by paint pros for over 100 years. And now, it's your turn. Pro-grade PPG Timeless paint starting at just $33.98 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Ever wonder why Miller High Life is called the champagne of beers? Because it's a flavorful, easy-drinking beer with a perfect storm of tiny champagne-like bubbles. And it's been that way since 1903.
If you've got the time.
Welcome to the High Life.
We've got the beer, Miller Beer.
2018 Miller. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink High Life responsibly.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Ace or cow pie? When a bag lands on the board, worth 1 point. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
This is an ongoing series we're presenting, since cornhole is so popular.
Good, wholesome family fun, some cornhole.
Ace and cow. So the next time you play, you can sound like a pro. Pretty cool. Our electrifying story of the afternoon, brought to you by Mr. Electric, is the testimony at the hearing with Trey Gowdy and IG Inspector Michael Horowitz. We're going to pick it up. What was the last thing Trey said? That the agent said, out of 100 million people, not one, everybody should vote for Hillary Clinton. Yeah. This is
Peter Strzok, yeah.
Addressing, well, we're looking into whether or not there was bias. Really? You need to look into it? It's like right in your face. Let's continue.
Wait. Can you see our skepticism? This senior FBI agent not only had her running, he had her winning 100 million to nothing. So what if they'd found evidence sufficient to indict her? What if they had indicted her? Is this the same Peters? He wasn't part of the interview of Secretary Clinton, was he?
He was present for the interview.
He was part of it. Of course he was.
Huh. So 4 months before that interview where he was present, he's got her running and winning 100 million to zero. And it's the same Peter Strzok who wrote the bigoted nonsense of Trump. Trump's a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. He wrote, F Trump. Trump is an effing idiot. On the prospects of Trump winning, he wrote, this is an effing terrifying. In addition to seeming to like the F word, I think we have the same FBI agent, Lisa Page, and the same FBI agent, Peter Strzok, working on the Clinton email investigation, the Russia probe, and on Mueller's team. So we have the right text and we got the right people. I want to make sure we have the chronology right. July 5th, 2016, Comey announces no charges for Secretary Clinton, right?
Correct.
July 28th, 2016. The FBI initiates a counterintelligence investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign. And Strzok is not only on that Russia investigatory team, he's actually leading it. So that's 3 weeks after Clinton is exonerated by Comey, Strzok is leading an investigation into Russia and possible connections with the Trump campaign. That's on the 28th of July. Now, on the 31st of July, 3 days after the Russia investigation began, Strzok wrote, damn, this feels momentous. The other one did too, but this was to ensure we didn't F things up. This one matters because it matters. And if you happen to not know how important it is, he went ahead and put matters in all caps in case you happen to not focus on the importance of why this matters. Now, her investigation was just to make sure they didn't F things up. This one, we're 3 days into it, Inspector General Horowitz, 3 days into an investigation, but this one really matters. I wonder what he meant by saying the purpose of the Clinton investigation was to make sure they didn't F things up. But the Russia investigation, nah, that one was different. That one really mattered. You know, it almost sounds, Inspector General Horowitz, like they were going through the motions with the Clinton investigation. But boy, they sure were excited about the Russia one. Then we get to August 6th. This is less than 10 days after the Russia investigation begins, and Page says, you are meant to protect the country from that menace. And then we get to August 8th, 2016, less than 2 weeks after the Russia investigation even began. The lead FBI agent says he will stop Trump from becoming president. This is 2 weeks into an investigation, and he's already prejudged the outcome. And we're somehow supposed to believe that that bias was not outcome determinative. I can't think of anything more outcome determinative than my bias against this person I'm investigating with only 2 weeks worth of investigating. I have already concluded he should not be the president of the United States. And then we get to August 15th, just over 2 weeks into the Russia investigation. Strzok says, I want to believe the path you threw out, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy. Mr. Inspector General, that is 2 weeks into an investigation, and he is talking about taking out an insurance policy because he can't fathom the target of his investigation possibly becoming the president.
We'll pause it there, and I know you're eager for more. We're about halfway through. But is that not just
it's juicy.
And may I suggest something? All of a sudden, with things that went on under Bush, because Laura Bush stepped in it by condemning Trump when it was her husband who signed off on the immigration thing that is simply being enforced right now. And for 8 years, President Wonderful did nothing except look the other way when they were walking in, you know, so they could be free to murder people like Kate Steinle and others, gang members, on and on and on. Americans being robbed, killed, raped by people that had no business crossing our border. And now all of a sudden there is such hysteria from the media over concentration camps. These people have no shame. And you know why they're doing this? I think this is deliberate. I think it's done to take people's attention away from what you're hearing right now. And I pray, because if we live in a country that has the rule of law, that what we're hearing from Trey Gowdy and others, and for once they are, it's full balls on investigation, that this will ultimately lead to the pantsuit princess facing justice for the crime she committed, the serious felonies, the violations of the Espionage Act, and other things. Her stuff ending up on Anthony's Wiener laptop and Huma and all of them. All of them. They should be flipping over each other like pancakes. We'll be watching. We'll come back to this in just a couple of minutes at 3:34. They have completely redone the Jack Ingram website. And for those of you who want to look at a great Jack Ingram signature pre-owned vehicle, on the opening page, you can now shop by category. Everybody kind of starts out with a budget in mind. So you have five options: under 25, under 20, under 15, under 10, under 5. And there was something there for everybody. And let's just go, since we have been focusing on cars available under 10, the options that are available in this category, 13. And as I always say, there could be zero here one day. There may not be a car worthy of being in this category. It could happen. In the meantime, some awesome choices in sedans for a new driver, or if you have a college student heading off to school and you're shopping on a budget or a monthly payment under $100, this is where you look. For three reasons. One, these cars look terrific. The vehicle histories are excellent. Two, the interiors were well maintained. Nobody's going to be ashamed to be seen in any of these cars. And three, and most importantly, you're not investing money in something that's going to end up on the side of the road 3 days after you buy it. That's why they work so vigorously in the service department. When they take a car in trade, they send it to the mechanics, and they say, find us a reason to not sell this. And if you find one, it goes to auction. And if you vet this engine and it looks like it's ready to deliver reliable driving miles, then it makes it into one of these categories. It's as simple as that. And boy, you have a real diversity. I hate that word because of the other applications, but you have a diversity of options here as well. So check it out. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. See Tip Thames and his team. That's another great piece of advice I got from Dan Morris. That's where we went when we needed to buy a car for Sean when he was starting school. And boy, did we get a great deal on a Saturn. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass, or you can browse online with dozens of photos on all the vehicles and all the categories, jackingram.com. Down to the traffic dungeon for our first look at the roads, and then we're back with more of Trey Gowdy putting on a show today.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Coming in just a little bit ago, noticed the traffic was kind of light. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all looking really good. The 31s look nice, and we don't see anything on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road that might give you any trouble so far this afternoon. You can shop indoors at Reinhard Toyota and stay out of the weather. The showroom is huge, and it's stocked with Toyotas. Reinhard Toyota, their family, serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had, and his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. We are deep into the summertime muggies, even though the official first day of summer begins on Thursday. The risk of an isolated shower or thunder shower will fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 72. Tomorrow, look for triple-digit heat indices again, with a high temperature around 93. Scattered random afternoon and evening storms here and there. I think the storms will be a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday afternoon and into the evening, with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes, radar, future radar, push notifications for severe weather alerts, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents Real Football. Americans love football. Real football. But for 4 weeks every 4 years, America has to pretend to love real football. Yes, real football, as in World Cup football. You know, the real football, where players wear pads on their shins. Real football, where players pretend to be hurt instead of pretending they're not hurt. And where 3-0 is considered a high-scoring game. So until a World Cup champion is crowned on July 15th, keep pretending to like real football. Because shortly after that, NFL training camp starts. And it's back to watching real football.
Yeah, 3:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Speaking of football, my football buddy, Mr. Baumhauer. Tomorrow night is our weekly after party, and we're doing something special tomorrow. We're going to honor Rick Peters, the owner of Blue Water Broadcasting, who's kept local radio going with local hosts, serving local businesses. He was the cover boy this month, and tomorrow night, and since, I mean, we joke a lot in the building, he's the big wickle in this company, right?
Oh, yes. Of course. There's no doubting it. And he's saucy, too.
Oh, yeah.
But in a good way.
So here's what we got going on tomorrow. First of all, I'm going to abandon this show a little early.
Okay.
Baumhauer's, we're going to be putting out trays of Wickles. Mm. Fantastic appetizer dipped in ranch dressing. And you'll have a chance to get sauced with our boss, because we're going to give away Baumhauer's sauces tomorrow night as well. So come and join us. Let's celebrate a guy I think deserves a round of applause. Mommy the Swami's coming tomorrow. Shouldn't just show up for anybody.
That's what an honor.
I know. In fact, there's talk that she might come out of retirement.
Whoa.
I know. You know that
you can't blindside me with things like this, Greg. I don't know
I agree.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's... I understand your... trip, whatever it is. So join us tomorrow. The gang usually starts to gather around 5. We're going to try and save as much booth and table seating as we can tomorrow as well. We'll help you out any way we can, but we do hope you'll join us, because I think this man, plus above and beyond everything else he's done, he's the guy that gets credit for bringing me to Montgomery. Well, that's not nice.
Bit mean-spirited, yes.
Just a tad. So here, before we go back to Trey Gowdy's unbelievable performance in Congress questioning FBI special, whatever, IG. Was it David or Michael Horowitz?
Michael.
Why am I getting confused on all this stuff?
Inspector General, Office of the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz.
Yes. Hey. Before we do that,
okay,
let's get Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word.
Oh, wow, okay.
From this morning at 272-9228. And while we're waiting for the phones to light up with excited callers, before we go back to the tape, how about a word or two about Eddie Bader?
Oh, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I would love to talk about Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. I actually went by the Goodson Group's office this morning. Eddie is showing me all the options out there available. I would be a first-time home buyer. But if you're selling your home, the Goodson Group, and Eddie Bader is a good person to team up with. But we made a decision, Eddie and I together, that, you know, while I'm preparing over the next year, getting my credit in order, saving up for some of those prepaids, getting in a good position, I essentially, you know, I want to rent. And I had to go to the Goodson Group to do it. I couldn't go anywhere else. So they set me up with a great home. The process was seamless, and I wanted to put that out there, that Eddie Bader can also hook you up with rentals through the Goodson Group. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, renting, all different options, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. Again, that number, 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Okay, we are looking for the Baumhauer's winning word at 272-9228. We gave it out this morning between 6 and 9. Your caller won. Thanks for trying. Your caller 2. Thanks for trying. We got time. Here's caller 3. Thanks for trying. Caller 4. Thank you for trying. All right, caller 5, you get the... You were caller 5. We're so sorry. Hi, who's this?
It's Keith.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
You got the Baumhauer's winning word today.
I think I do. Is it non...
Ooh, wow.
Yes. Now, we explained this morning... That non is not spelled N-O-N, it's N-A-A-N, and it's part of a new special sandwich they're serving at lunch at Baumhauer's from 11 to 2. It's an Indian-type bread, and you can get all your favorite sandwiches done with this. It's supposed to be spectacular. Bob asked us to go over and try some of these. In fact, maybe I'll get some if I can. For lunch,
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, you'll have a $20 Baumhauer Victory Grill gift card to fill yourself and maybe a friend up. So hang on. We appreciate you listening in the morning and in the afternoon as well. Now at 3:49, back, and we'll tell you more about our plans for tomorrow night a little bit later. Let's go back to this tape now. Is Trey? I almost said Kurt Gowdy. Wow, we're having memory lapses today. Trey Gowdy questioning IG Horowitz on this. Very provocative FBI report.
So I want to go back to the no, he's not going to be president. We'll stop it. What do you think the it is in that phrase, we'll stop it?
Oh, I think it's clear from the context. It's we're going to stop him from becoming president.
That's what I thought, too. Now, I wonder who the we is and the we'll stop it. Who do you think the we is?
Well, I think that's probably subject to multiple interpretations.
We'll see if we can go through a couple
of them, or the broader, or a broader group beyond that.
I mean, it's hard to fathom a definition of we that doesn't include him. So we know he's part of we. You could assume that the person he's talking with is FBI attorney who also happens to be working on the Russia investigation. She may be part of the we. But I wonder, Inspector General, did you find any other FBI agents or FBI attorneys who manifest any animus or bias against President Trump?
We did.
How many?
We have found 3 additional FBI agents, as we detail in the report.
And were any of them working on the Russia investigation?
Sorry, let me just correct. 2 agents and 1 attorney.
2 other agents, 1 other attorney. Were they working on either the Russia investigation or the Mueller probe?
I believe 2 of the 3 were, but I'd have to just double check on that.
Okay. Now, Bob Mueller was named special counsel on May the 17th, 2017. 1 day later, Mr. Horowitz, 1 day later, Peter Strzok is back on his phone texting some more. For me, in this case, I personally have a sense of unfinished business. I unleashed it with the Clinton email investigation. Now I need to fix it and finish it. Fix what?
Yeah. What?
Well, there is outlined in the report what Mr. Strzok's explanation for.
Oh, I know what he said.
Was.
I'm asking the guy who had a distinguished career in the Southern District of New York and had a distinguished career at the Department of Justice. Would you rather cross-examine Peter Strzok on that explanation, or would you rather direct the examination on that explanation?
Probably cross-examine.
That's what I thought. How about finish it? When he said, I unleashed it, now I need to fix it and finish it. What do you think he meant by finish it?
I think in the context of the emails that occurred in August and the prior August that you outlined, I think a reasonable is that he believed he would use or potentially use his official authority to take action.
But this,
what else do you need to know? So why is this guy still employed at the FBI? He's been moved to human resources. I'm sure he's still making a six-figure salary. I'm sure he's still got a very generous pension. I think he belongs in jail. I think he should have those benefits taken away, along with the rest of these a-holes that were plotting. I mean, it's sedition. They were using their positions of power, abusing their positions of power, to overthrow a duly elected president. And yet Horowitz, I don't hear the urgency there that I'd like to hear. I didn't hear the, this is, when you're the inspector general, you're supposed to be pretty clear about what you find, what you determine. And some of this sounds a little wishy-washy, because these are people he knows. So, given his unwillingness to take them to task, Trey Gotti is doing it for him. Now, we have a few more minutes left in this, but we're going to have to wait till the top of the 4 o'clock hour. And then Brett McDonald's going to join us. And we'll find out what's the truth about trade wars. And, God, the media is just sickening. Here's the interesting thing, though. In Gallup, Trump's approval continues to climb. Let me just say this. Nobody wants to see kids mistreated, but that's not something that started with Donald Trump. He's enforcing the law. If somebody broke into your house, started robbing it, found you in there and started beating you up, wouldn't you want the law enforced? Why this selective attitude about what laws are okay and what laws aren't okay to enforce? So that's what he's doing. And it's a losing issue for the Democrats. That's why you keep, it's not so much that they're focused on illegal immigration, and they keep confusing illegal with legal immigration. They are not immigrants. When you're walking in uninvited, you are not an immigrant. You are an illegal immigrant, period. Why is one group getting special consideration when everybody else in the world has to go through a zillion hoops? Oh, and by the way, when we did have immigration through Ellis Island in New York, kids were separated from their parents all the time because they had a sickness or lice or something that they didn't want to come into the country and possibly affect or infect the general population. So that's not new. That's been around forever. But the kids, they are getting medical treatment, they're getting fed, they've got games, they've got nice beds. Stop it. Because you're going to lose. You're going to lose on that issue. That's one reason why Donald Trump got elected. Because every time a Kate Steinle and any of the others, many, many others, who have been murdered by somebody who doesn't belong here, most people with a frickin' iota of common sense say, that shouldn't be happening. And they're right. Oh, you heartless bastard, Budo. How could you be that way? How could you say those things? Well, I just did. When you need flooring, remember Georgia Floors Direct. I don't know why I have this thing in my throat this afternoon. On the boulevard, there's a business that is, set a template almost half a century ago. They're going to acquire Great flooring, high fashion, popular styles of flooring, straight from the manufacturers. Eliminate middlemen and distributors and rack jobbers and all those people. Have it sent directly to their huge warehouse on the boulevard and let customers come in and browse it. Now, there's so many choices, so many thousands of square feet of choices, that it requires talented navigators to get customers to see what they want to see and what they're interested in looking at and the price range that they want to shop within. So that's why Jeff Mallinson has an incredibly talented group to help folks navigate that. If you need a little, you're going to get a wholesale price and you're going to get outstanding installation. But if you need a little extra time to pay for your new flooring, they can do 12 months good as cash for qualified buyers. So it's all good. And they've been doing it this way for 50 years, and it continues to just get better and better. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Please tell Jeff Mallinson or the Merry Band of Floriers that you heard about him here.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking really good. Don't see any problems out there. No delays. No accidents reported so far. It's all good on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, all your major roadways, accident and delay free. Todd's Produce has fresh, homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans.